This is Passport to Texas. After years of monitoring, data collection, and analysis, the Parks and Wildlife Commission upheld a legislative directive and in 1981 banned commercial fishing of red drum or redfish in Texas waters, something known today as the Redfish Wars.
This was really a conflict between what we were finding in our bays regarding the red drum populations and what the commercial fishermen traditionally did. It was their livelihood.
Paul Hammerschmidt with Coastal Fisheries says commercial fishermen criticized the agency's method of random sampling, saying it set nets where the redfish were sparse.
If we sampled in areas where there always were found fish, it would take us a longer time to detect a change, either positive or negative, when you're always able to catch fish. When you do it randomly around a bay system, then you have a much better way of detecting a change.
Although Parks and Wildlife was sued over redfish regulations, the strength of the science won the case. In the 30 years since the ban, redfish populations have rebounded. The ban, stocking program, size and bag limits placed on sport anglers have all helped. Since then, the relationship with commercial anglers has also improved. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and funds the operation and management of fish hatcheries in Texas. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.